Good Monday morning. With us is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, quite an investigation, and congratulations and kudos to Newsday for what's gone national. And now I'll let you explain what it is, but it has to do with widespread housing real estate discrimination.
That's right. Newsday undertook basically a three-year probe to take a look at the housing market in Long Island, one of the largest suburbs in the country. What happened was they got together testers to go to different real estate agents, testers of different backgrounds. You had white testers, black, Hispanic, and Asian, and often presented similar financial credentials to real estate agents and similar targets for what kind of housing they were looking for, what kind of housing they would be able to afford, and kind of took a look at what happened next. And what they found was often where you were directed to buy, what you were encouraged to buy, whether you were taken out to look at houses before you had a mortgage pre-approval, often hinged on your race. And we found that 49% of the time, black testers, and these were undercover people who went to real estate agents, got different treatment than white agents. Hispanic testers were treated differently from whites about a quarter of the time, and Asian testers were treated differently from whites about one-fifth of the time.
Was the race of the questioners, the people asking the questions, taken into account?
I think they kind of went at it by looking at real estate agents and just sending two testers to every real estate agent. And they went 93 different agents spread out from the New York City line on the west all the way to the Hamptons on the east.
We're seeing, too, that public officials have weighed in on this.
It sparked a lot of interest for investigations. Governor Cuomo has called in for an investigation. Attorney General Tish James has said she'll investigate. The state Senate says it wants to hold hearings. And on the federal level, members of the Long Island congressional delegation have called on the Federal Housing Department to investigate.
An interesting story after quite an investigation in Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks as always.
Thanks, Dave.